Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Joshua 4. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the second head of doctrine, the third and the fourth article. Joshua 4. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? That ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all its banks as they did before. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, and that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. From the canons of Dort, the second head of doctrine of the death of Christ and the redemption of men thereby, Article 3 and 4. Article 3. The death of the Son of God is the only and most perfect sacrifice and satisfaction for sin, and is of infinite worth and value, abundantly sufficient to expiate the sins of the whole world. Article 4. This death derives its infinite value and dignity from these considerations, because the person who submitted to it was not only really man and perfectly holy, but also the only begotten Son of God, of the same eternal and infinite essence with the Father and the Holy Spirit, which qualifications were necessary to constitute him a Savior for us. And because it was attended with a sense of the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, we hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Jean Van Wingerden, who returned to Bethesda on Monday, and yesterday Mr. and Mrs. Ryland the cook were blessed with the birth of a daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has brought us together in this evening hour within the walls of thy house of prayer. We have been the recipients of manifold blessings from above, blessings which most of our fellow travelers must miss, where there is so much suffering and so much misery upon the face of the earth, and that on account of our original and our actual sin, O Lord, may it then please Thee in this hour to grant a deep impression of all Thy mercies and of Thy long-suffering and of our great and manifold sin. Oh, may it please Thee to grant a low place at Thy footstool, and yet with our eyes upon Thee. The day of tomorrow has been set aside as a day of remembrance, O Lord. It was the great sin of the children of Israel in the days of old, that they forgot Thee each time by renewal, that they have not remembered the wonders of old, have not remembered that Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to that end, Lord, wilt Thou remember us and our children, that there may be a little remembrance where we are called upon to remember the many that have sacrificed their lives upon the battlefield for the liberties which we and our children may still enjoy. Lord, then on such a day, then it is so necessary, wilt Thou grant it, a humble and a broken heart, a true appreciation of all the blessings in this dark and evil world, which we and our children may still be partakers of, in a difference with so many upon the face of the earth, where we may still live in a country of peace outwardly, although the spiritual warfare between the two kingdoms, that is becoming more intense. Ah, Lord, what maketh us to differ with the country which is at war for so many months already, where there is death, mourning, suffering, destruction, discouragement, and surely despair? What makes us to differ with the countries where there is civil war? What makes us to differ with the countries where there is bitter persecution against Thy church? Ah, Lord, if it was right, and of self it is not right, wilt Thou grant it by Thy Spirit, that it may be Thy goodness, Thy blessings, Thy mercies, the prosperity which Thou granteth in the midst of many a trial, that it may be Thy blessings, that may bring us closer to Thy Word, and not further from Thy Word, because then all those blessings, they shall rise up against us in the day of judgment. Lord, on such a day, then we are called upon to consider personally, family, church, and our nation, the condition thereof, where we have departed so far from Thy Word and from Thy law. Oh, if it was right, then on a remembrance day, then there should be an upright confession of our sins, of our wandering, of our lukewarmness, of our prayerlessness, of our thanklessness, ah, Lord. Wilt thou grant it in this evening hour, and then it would be a good service, and a cry unto thee, the living God, all for the pardoning of all of our sins. When that takes place, oh, a remembrance day, if it was only right, wilt thou grant it, then it should also be a reformation day, that there may be a returning, oh, a day of humility and of repentance, a day of prayer. Lord, then we live in a country where there is so little acknowledgement of Thee, of Thy Word, and of Thy institutions. Oh, Satan has but a short time. And then Thou wast sent many wars upon the earth because of the great sins of the nations. And when we consider our nation, then we may confess, we have to confess, that thy patient long suffering is very great over us, and that war has not become in the midst of our land, O Lord. Then the unborn, they continue to be murdered, the Lord's Day desecrated, the seventh day trampled upon. Then Satan, with all the powers of hell, trying to erase the two roses which thou hast left out of paradise, that is thy day and holy matrimony. Then we are given to see that the liberties which our soldiers have fought for, given their life, that they are being eroded away. Then on the day of remembrance, then we have reason to cry out with the prophet of old, the crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned, that with the manifold blessings which thou hast given unto this country, a country flowing with milk and honey, that we depart further and further from thee. But, O Lord, thou hast written in thy word that the time has come, that the judgments must begin in the house of God. O Lord, give a turning from our evil and our worldly ways. May we be given to cry unto thee, leave and forsake us not, and do a great work amongst us in the latter days of the earth. Pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. And then in this evening hour, then we commend unto thee our armed forces, those stationed at home, but also those that are abroad with their loved ones, where that separation shall be experienced in manifold ways. Lord, we humbly ask thee, do bless thy holy word in this evening hour. May it be for the conversion of the unconverted and for the welfare of thy Zion. Remember thy church all over the earth. Remember the established churches, the persecuted church, mission work, and the Jewish people. Oh, remember our poor nation. Remember our leaders federally, provincially, of the cities and of the towns, that in this week, it has been a solemn week for the United States of America, and there have been many discouragements. The votes are still being counted, O Lord. Well, thou remember that country in thy mercy. As thou was given unto a father and mother by renewal in their married life, that thou was blessed them with the birth of a little daughter, a precious little gift from heaven. All grant unto father and mother a broken and a humble heart, where thou was spared life, where thou was given life. May it be a little daughter of many prayers. Oh, a little one for thee, a little one for thy honor and for thy glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, an added blessing and an added responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn, and remember the barren ones amongst us. Thou was given unto an old mother, that at the beginning of this week that she may return to the care home. Lord, grant unto her and her husband a humble and a broken heart. Sanctify the callings. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the sick relatives, the crosses and the burdens. Lord, in this evening hour, may our eyes be upon thee. Ah, do graciously grant thy help. Open thy precious testimony. Open our lips and open our hearts. Graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance. Ah, richly dwell amongst us. Well, thou grant thy special blessing and thy special presence and thy special favor. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 211, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O God, most holy are thy ways, and who like thee deserves my praise? Thou only doest wondrous things. The whole wide world thy glory sings, and what follows. Psalter 211, the three stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Joshua 4, the verses 6 and 7. Where God's word and our text reads thus, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Our text words speak of memorial stones in and by the Jordan River. With four thoughts in the first place, the special time of the erection of these memorial stones. Secondly, the manner of the placing of these memorial stones. Thirdly, the instruction concerning these memorial stones. And fourthly, the warfare required to honor these memorial stones. Memorial stones in and by the Jordan River. The special time, the manner, the instruction, and the warfare. Thus first, the special time of the erection of these memorial stones. Beloved congregation, the day of tomorrow, that is Remembrance Day, when we and our children are called upon to remember the many that have sacrificed, that have given their lives for the peace and the liberties which we may still enjoy. It was on the 11th month, the 11th day, the 11th hour, that in a railroad dining car that leaders have met together and that Germany has signed a treaty to end the fighting. Although the war has not officially ended before June 28 of 1919 at the Treaty of Versailles. And now to remember the war, then many monuments have been erected, monuments where the battles have been fought, but also monuments in the cities and towns, the cenotaphs, whereon those memorials are written, those that have given their lives for the liberties we may enjoy. So also in our text words, then we read of two memorial stones, one in the midst of Jordan, where the Lord has done wonderful things, but also in Gilgal on the shore. And those memorials were and that the children of Israel would not forget the mighty acts and wonders of the Lord. For most of us, there are a few of our elderly ones that can relate when they were children what war is. But for the generations that have followed, then we do not really know what war is and what a terrible thing it is when people murder each other in congregation. It is the restraining hand of the Lord that this whole world is not a battlefield, because through our deep fallen Adam, we are prone to hate God and our neighbor. Then in the Joshua 3 and 4, then it is precisely, specifically described how that the children of Israel have come into the promised land. And then as the children of Israel, we read in chapter 3, that they have come to Shittim 3 days before they crossed the river Jordan, it would be a way that they had not passed before, as we read in verse 4. And then the Lord has given specific instructions. It was the time in the spring that the Jordan overflowed its banks. Then the Lord has given specific instructions how they were to cross the Jordan. Then also in the plains of Moab before the Jordan, then they were called upon to remember many matters. Then they were called upon to remember that they have been in bondage in the land of Egypt for many a year, that they have groaned, that they have cried, and that the Lord has delivered them with an outstretched arm. They were called upon to remember through the Red Sea. They were called to remember how that the Lord has led them with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. They were called to remember the smitten rock which has given them water, and where the Lord has given them manna 6 days a week, the sixth day, a double the amount for the Sabbath day. But then they were also called upon to remember the warfare, because in Exodus 17 we already read that the Amalekites, they have attacked, but the Lord has given deliverance, and Moses has erected an altar with the name Jehovah Nisi. And then they were also called upon to remember the battles, the special battles which they have fought as they has approached to the promised land, because we read of the kings of the Amorite, Sihon of Heshbon, and Og of Bashan, that the Lord has given them a wonderful victory. And concerning those victories, then we read in Psalm 135, verse 11, and Psalm 136, verse 19, where they are psalms of praise, then they were not to forget. But then they have, in those psalms, in each psalm of verse, especially relating to the battle with the kings of the Amorites. And then as they have approached and went through the Jordan, and then they were called upon to remember their sins, and their murmuring, their unbelief. Over at each encampment, there were many funerals. They were to remember Kadesh Barnea, where the spies have been sent out, 10 spies, an evil report. Joshua and Caleb, a favorable report. And to that end, because of that sin of unbelief, then all those, or nearly all, a few exceptions, they would die in the wilderness, in the desert. Then they were to remember the Lord's goodness and the Lord's faithfulness. And now they were called upon to go through the Jordan. It was an act of faith. Joshua was to choose 12 men, one out of each tribe. And then the priests, they were to carry the ark and walk toward the Jordan, and boys and girls, as the priests, as their souls touched the waters, what has happened? It was different than with the Red Sea. With the Red Sea, there were 2 high walls of water, but with the Jordan, on the north side, it was heaped up, a high wall, and on the south side, the water has flowed away. And then the priests with the ark, in Joshua 3 and 4, the ark is mentioned 17 times and described as it 5 times. Thus it is centered around the ark. And our children know what was in the ark, the tables of the law, the prophetical office of Christ, the budding rod of Aaron that pointed to the priestly office of Christ, and also the pot of manna that pointed to the kingly office of Christ. And then the priests, they have stood in the midst of the River Jordan, and then it is specifically mentioned that there was had to be a distance 2,000 cubits, about 1 kilometer, that the people on both sides, but a great distance, out of awe and reverence for the ark of the Lord, but also in the Lord's wisdom, because in that way, a great distance, then young and old could behold those priests, they could behold that ark. All a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was placed himself in the waters of the wrath of his Father, and so merited a salvation for his people. And then it is specifically mentioned in the 10th verse that the children of Israel, that they hasted to go through the Jordan, different reasons. Approximately 2 million people, it is thought. We read in the census of Numbers, 600,000 men above the years of 20. Of course, minus the 2.5 tribes that would receive their portion on the east side of the Jordan. Although we have heard 40,000 have went over armed, they have also hasted. Oh, there was a difference. Some were closer to that heap of water, others further away. There were those that were given to look at the ark more, others more at the water, some with a little faith, others with a great faith. But we may believe there was also another reason, because concerning those priests, that is for the ark, And they had to stand there a very long time, because for all the people with all the animals to go through the River Jordan, then they needed special help and special strength from above, which the Lord has wonderfully given unto them. And then for all the Israelites, then they did not make it more difficult than necessary that those priests would have to stand longer with that ark on the shoulders than was necessary. That is also good instruction concerning the fathers which the Lord has appointed, the different type of the fathers, that we do our best not to make it difficult, but that we try to please them. Thus for the wars that have been fought, the wonderful works of the Lord, they were the circumstances when those memorial stones were placed. Secondly, the manner of the placing of these memorial stones. Then we read in verse 4 that there were 12 men whom he had prepared. And then while the priest stood with the ark and everything was finished, they effaced it. Then the Lord has given specific instruction that 12 stones would be taken out of the Jordan and brought on shore, and that they would be erected at their first encampment, Gilgal, for a memorial for the children of Israel, that they would not forget the mighty works of the Lord. But there is also clear instruction that they were also to take 12 stones and that they were to place them in the Jordan where the priest had stood. That when the Jordan, when the waters start flowing again, perhaps the top of the stones, perhaps in the spring they would be covered, but in other times that the top of the stones, they would be above the Jordan, that they would be visible for the children of Israel, and that they would never forget the works of the Lord. And so on Remembrance Day, as we have mentioned, and then there are many memorial stones on sites where bitter battles have been fought, where much blood has flowed, but there are also the memorial stones in the towns and the cities that we and our children may not forget what has taken place during those wars. And it is true, in Canada, not as old, become a dominion in 1867 with four provinces. Alberta has joined in 1905. Then concerning those battle sites, there are those. We think of the War of 1812 that has been fought in Upper Canada. Then there are those sites and those forts which they have reconstructed, where bitter battles have been found in York, now Toronto, Fort Erie, the Thames River, and also Queenston Heights, where the General Braddock, where he was killed, also a memorial of him. And undoubtedly further westward, where there have also been revolts with the Indians, that there are historical markers. But we can understand, no comparison to other countries, when we think of Europe, where many bitter battles have been fought, then there are many historical markers, there are many grave sites. When we think of the United States of America, also in that country, many more memorial markers to mark those places where bitter battles have been fought. The Civil War that was fought in 1861 through 1865, where approximately 620,000 soldiers have been killed, then those battle sites, then there are many historical places that can be visited. When we think of Europe's special battles that have been fought, Vimy Ridge, where approximately 100,000 Canadians have fought, 3,600 killed, 7,000 wounded, then on those places, then historical markers, stones, grave sites erected, that the nations may not forget what has taken place, the bitter battles that have been fought, the suffering, the death, the wounded, young and old. We cannot fathom what a terrible thing war is, that we forget not that the Lord, that He is a just God, and that He shall punish the nations that forsake the Lord. And now, when we may have an other remembrance day, oh, then it behooves us that we are deeply humbled under the mercies of the Lord, that we may still live in relative peace, although the warfare declared in Genesis 3 verse 15, that is becoming more intense. When we also consider many of wars, we could even say the most of the wars, that have been fought upon this world, they are religious wars, although there is also much political in it. And now concerning the stones that have been erected in the middle of Jordan, where the priests have stood with the Ark of the Lord, but also in Gilgal, that had a special purpose, and that is our third thought, the instruction concerning these memorial stones. In our text, we read of a sign, we read of a memorial, and that was for the purpose, because we read that this may be a sign among you, that the children of Israel in the land flowing with milk and honey, that they would not forget the Lord and His wonderful works, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask, does not say, do you hear it, boys and girls? Does not say, if the children shall ask, but when the children shall ask. It's always good when our boys and girls, maybe when they come out of church, when the Bible is read, when many questions are asked concerning the Lord, His wonderful works. But that also puts a great responsibility upon fathers and mothers, because we read in our text words that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? That ye shall answer them. That implies that fathers and mothers, that they have knowledge, or that they search it out, and that they pay close attention to the questions and the concerns that our children have. Of course, in the first place, the Scriptures, but it is also necessary. We have come to the winter months. May the families be together and read much and talk together. It's a great blessing. But also concerning the history of our countries, and the wars that have been fought, there are many nice and good books that speak of these things, that ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and the stone shall be for memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Concerning these memorial stones, concerned especially the passing through the Jordan, but that does not exclude the wonderful works of the Lord through the wilderness, the battles and the victories which they have fought. And so on Remembrance Day, then we are called upon to reflect upon what has taken place, especially World War I, World War II, where so many were slain. They tell us that in Canada, that approximately 600,000 men, mostly men, that they have gone overseas to fight for the liberties that we may enjoy. What a parting that must have been for the family circles, a wife bidding her dear husband farewell, children, their father, a girlfriend, their boyfriend, not knowing whether they would ever return, and the communication was not like it is in our day. What those families have experienced with their beloved ones overseas, not knowing where they were, what they were doing, whether they were alive or dead. We are called to remember those things, and then to remember the blessings that we may have when we may sit together in our homes and speak of Remembrance Day, given to remember the suffering, the many that have never returned. In World War Number Two, we read, history tells us that more than 1 million have served. 37,476. First add in World War I, 60,000 died. And in World War II, 37,476 died. And 53,174, they were wounded. What a suffering. What a mourning. Ask widows, widowers, those that have lost a child, what a bitter mourning needs to be experienced to know it. And now for each of those numbers, tears shed, empty places. These are matters that we are called to remember. What more must there be on Remembrance Day? Not only to remember all that has taken place, and not only the world wars. Read countries where there's been genocide. Think of Armenia, the year 1918. Believe a million that have been killed. Read those books. Not to make you afraid, but to grant an impression what a judgment that war is. When we read some of those books, then you really wonder how some people could ever smile again. Read of the Holocaust, the destruction of the Jews. Our museums in Washington, D.C., a museum has been built, opened in 1993, to show what terrible things have taken place. And they tell us, when people go in that museum, you do not speak. Relates what has taken place, began about 1933 to 1945. And when we read of those matters, how it is when in Germany did not go overnight with the Jews, but step by step, called to remember 6 death camps in Poland where they had gas chambers, families separated, and immediately, usually, the elderly, the weak, mothers with children, same as our families, separated. And then they were led into a chamber, maybe told that they would receive a shower. And the doors were closed. And they were gassed and put in a mass grave. They were people like you and me. All people with a body and with a soul. We do well to remember all those things. When we consider World War I and World War II, compare the world then and now, then how further we have departed from God's holy word. Those days, the Bible still had a place, most families. I have just read that we may see how far, how quickly our country is departing, was in the paper from the census. In the city of Lethbridge, in the census of 2001, then on the census it was that 71%, that means boys and girls, 7 out of 10, they had a Christian affiliation. Does not mean that they all went to church 2 times on Sunday and on a weekday service like we do. Maybe some only on Easter or Christmas. But 71% with a Christian affiliation, and 22% no religious affiliation. 10 years later, it has changed. Approximately 61% with a Christian affiliation, and 34% no affiliation. 2021, then approximately 48 or 49% have identified them as Christians. Does not mean they were faithful Christians, but still maybe baptized when they were small, but still identified, but the minority. And 44% no religious affiliation. Must we then not say, woe unto us, woe unto our country? We think same-sex marriage, transgenderism, the murdering of the unborn, then on Remembrance Day, and how little in the speeches it is mentioned our sins, that they are heavenly high. And should it then not be a wonder that in this evening hour we may sit peacefully in church, and that there is not war? Then on Remembrance Day, if it was right, may the Lord make it right. A deep impression of our sins, and then the necessity that Remembrance Day may also be a day of repentance and of reformation, a turning back unto the Lord, because when our nation continues the judgments, not to make you fearful, but may it be used, boys and girls, young people and older ones, that we may be given to seek a place of refuge. That one thing needful, a new heart that fears and serves the Lord. Because many times the Lord also uses war to take God's people home, although many times special protection. Thus, those memorial stones, also in Pitcher Butte, the cenotaph, 12 names written, all in families. They have sacrificed themselves. Then we do well, when it's possible, also tomorrow, when there's a gathering, although we also see a falling away. 3 years ago in Pitcher Butte, there was first a gathering in Elks Hall, where there was spoken of Remembrance Day, and then to the cenotaph. But that gathering, that shall not be. In the United States of America, they have 2 days, Memorial Day in May, and Veterans Day, the same day as our Remembrance Day. But then oftentimes, because in the States, there has been many years that soldiers were drafted, and to that end, many of the funerals of older people in the United States, of the men, then the family is asked by the veterans whether there may be military honors. And then when you come to the cemetery, there are veterans with their guns. And then after a word is spoken out of God's word, then we give it over to the veterans. And then there is a man in the distance that plays the last post. Very solemn. Then the veterans, they fire their guns. And over that coffin, there is placed a U.S. flag, covers draped over the whole flag. And then before the coffin is lowered, then two veterans come forward, one at each end, and they fold that flag in a special way. Each fold has a special meaning. And then that folded flag is given to the widow or to the family with a word of thanks. And then the coffin is lowered to memorial stones. Let us first sing. Psalter 205, the stanzas 8, 9, and 10. O God, Thou art our King of old. Salvation Thou hast wrought in safety through the mighty sea. Our fathers Thou hast brought, and what follows. Psalter 205, the stanzas 8, 9, and 10. Memorial stones in and by the Jordan River. The special time, the manner, the instruction and now concerning the warfare required to honor these memorial stones. Then we can understand that in a certain aspect that these memorial stones, they were looked upon as very sacred. They were erected by the command of the Lord. And then surely a country is in a very low and sad condition when those memorial monuments are not honored and when they are not protected. And alas, in the past few years in Canada, then memorial monuments have been taken down and destroyed. And we do not hear that justice is administered. Then we see the low condition of our country. But now our last point, because we read in this chapter, in verse 13, about 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. We read of the tribe of Reuben of Gad and the half a tribe of Manasseh in Numbers 32. They have received the portion east of the river Jordan. They had many sheep and cattle, and they were given to behold the hills of Bashan and the fields of Gilead, and that it was a good place for their animals. And then we read that they have come to Moses, and they have spoken of their sheep, of their cattle, that they would build sheepfolds and cities for their little ones. They have spoken of their sheepfolds before their little ones. That does not mean that they did not love their children. But when we read the expression and the order, then there was more concern about their temporal prosperity than the souls of their children. Because in that chapter we do not read concern about the ark, the sanctuary of the Lord, and with the Passover the Jordan would overflow its banks. Thus there would be a great separation. And then they have made that request to Moses, and Moses has become very upset. And then he has stated in Numbers 32, verse 6, "Shall your brethren go to war, and shall ye sit here?" A very strong statement. And in the verses following, Moses is given to broaden it out. Thus, with those memorial stones, then the children of Israel, because in that promised land there were walled cities, the city of Jericho, and there were giants. Thus they were called to fight the battles of the Lord. And then the 2.5 tribes have asked whether they could stay on the east side. But they have discussed it. And then they have promised Moses that they would also cross over, as we read in the verses 16 and 17 of Numbers 32, "Build sheepfolds here for your cattle and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel. Thus on Remembrance Day, the battle is not over. The battle continues, has begun. In Genesis 3, verse 15. And how is it with us concerning our country? How has it been with the immigrants? Let us stay with ourselves. Have we resembled those 2.5 tribes? Sheepfolds, cities for our little ones to dwell in, and not so concerned, not so involved concerning our country. But we thought what is decided in Edmonton, as long as we may farm, prosperous, have a business, we do not have to get so involved. And I repeat it, let us stay with ourselves. Do we resemble those 2.5 tribes? Because that warfare is only becoming more intense. A few years ago with Bill 24, we have experienced it. And we have mentioned that the number of Christians is becoming smaller and smaller. But we read of 40,000 that have passed over armed, ready to fight the battles of the Lord. Thus, what are we sacrificing for our country? Then further instruction concerning the Church of God with those memorial stones. One of them on land in Gilgal. And we read in Joshua 5 that the children of Israel were circumcised to be a separate people in the promised land. That's also our calling, to be a separate people. Because we speak not only with our mouth, but also with our walk. And then the Passover was celebrated. And concerning that warfare, Jericho was conquered with Ai. One Achan in the camp. And they did not gain the victory. One Achan. Thus, what a responsibility. It is a blessing. There may be souls that know what it is to be guilty, that I become the guilty one. Also concerning our country. Then one more instruction concerning the ark. As long as the ark was in the midst of the Jordan, then the waters of the river, they were held back. But as soon as the priests came on the shore, that heap of water came rushing toward the Dead Sea. So it is also concerning the Word of God, where that ark is declared, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Savior for sinners. When that Word may have an important and central place in the family circles, in the church, and in the nation, then the waters of God's judgments, they will be stayed. It's promised to grant many a blessing But when that ark is removed or becomes obscure, the midst of family circles in the church and in the country, oh, the Lord, He is very long-suffering. We repeat it compared to the time of the world wars. How evil this world has become. But that long suffering shall come to an end. Thomas Jefferson, who was the president and helped us form the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America, in 1776, he has written at that time, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and that His justice cannot sleep." It was a Christian nation. When we think of the Civil War, 1861 through 65, was a time when the Lord was working mightily by His Holy Spirit in many countries of this world. And then we read in that civil war on both sides that there were great revivals in the army camps. Many wrought upon by the work of the Holy Spirit. To that end, then Remembrance Day, oh, it ought, may the Lord grant a little prayer that it becomes a prayer day. Oh, Lord, cause Thy face to shine upon us. We shall be saved. Turn us, and we shall be turned. The prophet Jeremiah, he has written in Jeremiah 15, verse 16, "Give glory to God before He caused darkness." Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please Thee to grant Thy Holy Spirit. Leave us not dull, leave us not lukewarm, leave us not cold, but give an impression of Thy goodness and of Thy long-suffering, and also all that has transpired in the past. And that for us and our dear children, all may it be used, that there may be a hastening for our life's sake, that Thou may use it for our eternal welfare. Is that one thing needful, O Lord? Have mercy upon us and our children. Wilt Thou remember man and beast in the winter weather? Wilt Thou graciously grant traveling mercies? Remember us in the furtherance of this week. Remember on the coming Sabbath day. Wilt Thou graciously supply for the congregation? Bless Thy word. Grant traveling mercies. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77, let us sing 1 and 2. O Lord, by Thee delivered, I Thee with songs extol. My foes Thou hast not suffered to glory over my fall and what follows. Psalter 77, only the stanzas 1 and 2. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.